In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I'm sitting in Father Nicholas's and Jenny's house right now. They're on vacation, and my wife and I are taking care of the cats, which are invisible. We never see them. And I'm sitting on the couch, and just the house is very, very quiet. There's evidence of many children all around. There's books with all kinds of things, famous scientific expeditions, how the Romans lived. There's a little walker for the baby. There's all kinds of things everywhere. And so there's obviously a lot of activity in this house, a lot of life being lived, a lot of learning. And I just kind of felt philosophical here, sitting on the couch in the quiet. So much of our life is just space. We do things that don't matter, and yet there's a lot of things that do matter. And I think a Christian has less space in his life than your average person. Your average person, which can include many Christians, just gets through life, listens to the radio, reads silly magazines, gets bored, just goes through life, and most of what they do is inconsequential and unimportant, except that it hastens them towards death. It's just time that gets elapsed. But a Christian, every moment is holy. Every moment should be with God. And I'm looking in this house, and things on the walls, and evidence of lots of life with children. They have lots of young children, all the way from infants in arms to, I think, 10 years old. And everything that is done with those children is important. All the times they ask to have a story read again, all the questions they ask, discipline and tell them to pick up their things, and when they see how their parents react to situations, all that's very important because all that forms them. Of course, the whole point of being a parent is not so that your kid gets an education and is successful in life in terms of having a good job and marrying well and doing something important, but whether or not your child grows to adulthood and maturity such that he can have union with Christ, so that there's not any emotional, spiritual problem that keeps the child, I say him, most of the children, of course, are girls in their house, so I should say her, I guess, her and him, so that they are ready to know God. That's the most important task that Jenny and Father Nicholas have in life, other than saving their own souls, is to teach their children how to save theirs. And sitting here, you can tell this is a house where the children are loved, where the children are active, and where they're learning. And I recall that not so long ago, although it seems like a long, long time ago, I was doing the same thing. And I guess I'll find out as the years go on if I did a very good job or not. Tried to do a good job. But I wasted a lot of time. I didn't know that I wasted time. I still waste time, but I waste less now. It's just kind of a cruel irony. Maybe not an irony, it's not using the word irony correctly, grammatically. It's a cruel maybe joke that when you're better at something, you no longer have to do it. When you understand something better, the mistakes you made in doing that thing, you've already made those mistakes and you can't un. You're just better if you were called to do them again, but I'm not going to be called to raise an infant again, to raise a young child again. So, although I think I'd be better at it now than I was, I'm not going to do it. That's not my calling in life anymore. Celebrated the liturgy today. More and more I long for the liturgy. The liturgy is the only time that I do something really, really useful in life. Now, I don't always do a good job at it. I never do a good job at praying in the liturgy and being all fire, as I believe Abba Lot was when he once said, if you pray like this, you could be all fire, and fire came from his fingers. I'm not like that. But in the liturgy, we are in the kingdom. And as a priest, not just as a sinful human being, but as a priest, I'm standing before the altar praying for people. And that gives my life a lot of meaning. So even if I don't do anything else that's very useful today, and I've got lots of errands to run, and I've run some of them, and I got a few more to run, and a few more things to do today, and hopefully some writing to do, written some prison letters, and all that kind of stuff. But the most important thing I did today was I prayed the liturgy. I prayed for people in the liturgy and was in the kingdom. And that's important. That's not wasted space. So I can say, hey, at least an hour and a half or so, I didn't waste any space, didn't waste any time. And that's a good thing. It's good to sit in their house, just sit on the couch and just kind of reflect a little bit. Just be totally alone and kind of hear the cries of the children without them being there, sort of like the echoes of their cries. You see evidence of them all over the house. And as a father, as a priest, as a grandfather, my heart goes is enlarged because of them. And my deep wish for them is that they would be completely whole and be better than me. I'm sure Jenny and Father Nicholas feel the same way. They want their children to be better than they are, to pray better, to have better emotional stability and better spiritual sobriety. Parents always want their children to be better. It's just that secular parents, they want their children to be richer, have a better job, a better education. Christians, they want their children to be more holy, to be more whole. May God grant them to be whole. And may God grant us not to waste any time. Time is so precious. There's not much of it. We got to use it right. We have to redeem the time.